Welcome to the Loaded Goat. I'm Aaron.
And I'm Christopher.
How you doing today, Christopher?
I'm good. It's very cold here. Like negatives.
How cold?
How cold is too cold? We're at negative 18. Feels like negative 32. So I'm an inside player.
Are you going outside much?
Yeah, to shovel our driveway. And I got all sweaty. But I looked all cool because my beard and eyelashes and hair got all frozen. I looked good.
That's good. Well, today we are doing Up in Barney's Room. And what did you think of this episode, Christopher?
It was fun. You know, we finally got to see Barney's home, which we've only heard. I don't think we've seen it before. So it was nice to see how, you know, how he lives, what he likes, what his aesthetic is. I expected him to be more mid-century, you know, more curving lines, but it was more kind of craftsman bachelor. But yeah, it was nice.
Have you ever rented a room set up like that?
No, but I did look at one when I first moved to DC, and the woman who was renting it just so clearly didn't want it. She's like, this just isn't really for you. You should find a group house. And I was like, hi. But no, it would be strange. I've done hotel stays, like hostel things that are, you know, much shorter stints. Have you ever rented a room in a boardhouse?
No. The only time I ever have even looked at renting a room like that, it was like when I first graduated from college and I was living in Knoxville, and I looked at a room, and it was literally, the lady lived in this setup, and it was literally like, here's the room. And it's like, she opened it up and there was like, we walked in and it was maybe 150 square feet. If that, it wasn't much. I mean, I felt like she and I had shared an intimate moment just because we'd stood in that same room together. That's how small it was. I passed on that room, and that's the only time.
You know, I did always really appreciate in the show, Hey Arnold. Did you ever watch it? He grew up in a boarding house.
No.
His grandparents ran one, and it created like a fun little cast of characters that he had. So I'm on board with it.
Well, cool. Well, let's dive in. The episode first aired on December 2nd, 1963. And
I bet it was cold that day too.
And maybe not in North Carolina. It depends on where you're at, but probably in Montana, yes.
Okay.
We open with Barney outside Miss Mendelbright's home, waiting to sneak his food in so he can cook. He tries to get past her as she's having a conversation with a potential new tenant named Mr. Fields. She hears him, and they have a conversation, and she's played by Edith Markey, who was the first Jane in the silent Tarzan movies.
Oh, I meet Jane.
Yeah. So later, Barney is up in his room, and Andy comes in, and Barney is cooking chili on a hot plate.
I've never seen a hot plate. Like, I've always known that the hot plates are bad. That one, look, now I get it. Like, before, I was like, it's fine. Just keep things off the coils. That's just like a stool that gets super hot.
It's super hot. And the funny thing is, he's cooking, and I'm kind of like, nobody's going to smell that chili. I mean, does Miss Mendelbright have no sense of smell?
Maybe she has COVID.
Maybe. So Andy comes in. Barney's cooking chili on the hot plate, and he has a book on true police stories, or a true detective. And it's just funny. I mean, it's just like he's almost there. It's like a binded book of these stories. Barney's showing Andy around. The chili burns, and Mrs. Mendelbright comes up, and they get into it, and she kicks
it. It was cute when they were trying to, like, you know, move it around. It was fun. It was like, it felt like kids drinking in a dorm room.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what it, yeah. And the back and forth between him and Mrs. Mendelbright is really funny.
Totally.
And she kicks him out, saying she has another renter. And later, Barney is like, okay, fine. And he moves into the back of the jail. Andy comes in, and he's polite about the Barney setup. And then probably the best. Actually, there's a number of great scenes in this. But when Thelma Lou comes in, she's trying to be nice. And Barney asks if she wants dinner, and she thinks they're going out. And he whips out the hot plate.
Yeah.
And then
that is super cute. Opens up the can.
Yeah. And then later, Opie and Andy have left a movie. They're talking about Gregory Peck's accent. And I looked at this up.
This is so fun. This is so cute.
Yeah.
It's so cute.
And I think they're talking, and what I read is they're talking about his accent as Atticus Finch.
Oh, for sure.
In you had to read about that? Mockingbird. Huh?
You had to read about that to know that? I just knew that all up here in my head.
Well, that's something to do with your Montessori education, I suppose.
I agree. I couldn't agree.
Yeah. But they're talking about To Kill a Mockingbird. They see the lights going on and off in the jail. It turns out Barney is trying to make out with Thelma Lou. And Andy and Opie walk in and turn on the lights to find Thelma Lou sitting at the desk and Barney's head buried in a filing cabinet.
This is also so cute.
Oh, yeah.
They clean up so fast.
Yeah. I mean, and they're like a couple of... I mean, it's just kind of like they're like two high school kids or two junior high kids who've been making out. And then their parents walk in and they're all like sitting on opposite ends of the room. I mean, it's really what they're like at this point.
Totally.
And then, you know, Andy goes to the back and Opie starts talking to Barney and trying to ask him all these questions and tell him about the movie he saw. And finally, Barney reveals a face that's covered in lipstick.
He's bleeding.
Opie thinks he's bleeding. And as Andy and Opie leave, Andy tells Barney, you better get yourself a room.
And then, the other thing that he said, too, is like, who's going to take care of his face? And he's like, I think Thelma Lou can handle that.
Yeah. And we go to commercial. And it's hard for me to tell. Is Thelma Lou always in these instances just seems kind of amused at the whole situation?
I think so, too. She's cool.
Yeah. So we go to commercial. After the break, Andy and Barney are at the jail, and Barney can't find a place to live. Andy insists that they go back to Mrs. Mendelbright. At Mrs. Mendelbright's, she comes out. They're both cold to each other, but it doesn't take long for the two of them to make up. And it turns out Mrs. Mendelbright, though, is selling her place and getting married, and she's getting married to this new tenant, Mr. Fields. Barney's not happy, and he says he hopes it ends in a quickie Mexican divorce, which was a fairly common thing that people would do in California.
Got it. Okay.
So later at the bank, Miss Fields...
Did you know that or did you research that?
I researched that.
Okay.
They probably don't talk about that in Montessori.
No. Yeah. I mean, the institution of marriage is far too much of a construct, you know, for Montessori kids to grasp. We're more free love.
Yeah, that's... So later at the bank, Mrs. Mendelbright comes out and tells Barney she's withdrawn $3,600 to make a down payment on a place with Mr. Fields. Now, obviously, we all had reservations watching this the first time that something wasn't right about Mr. Fields, except maybe you did. You might have been going along with this all the way.
I wanted to know where Mrs. Fields was and why he didn't get more money in that divorce with all that cookie money.
Well, that's a thought. He turns out they're leaving on the 4 o'clock bus. And you're like, oh, Mrs. Mendelbright, this man's up to no good.
Hot to trot.
Barney is immediately concerned, runs to the jail, tells Andy what's going on. Andy's like, we can't do anything at this point. But he calls the state police for a description, seeing if he matches anybody who's on the run or anybody who's a known swindler. They're waiting for a call back. And Barney's sipping on sweet cider and talking about how he loved drinking sweet cider with Mrs. Mendelbright in the evening.
Oh, rose-colored glasses.
I mean, well, he's talking about how he once had his arms were so sunburned that he couldn't raise them. So Mrs. Mendelbright would come in and wash his hair. And Andy's like, wash your hair? I mean, that's kind of my feeling when I see that.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And he's clearly getting.
But if she's doing stuff like that, no wonder Mr. Fields thinks, you know, it's like, oh, this is great living.
I think Mr.
Fields. Head massage every day?
Mr. Fields is up to no good. And clearly Barney's getting drunk and we're not sure what exactly has happened. We assume it's the cider. Andy takes the cider and he smells it. He goes, that cider's turned hard. And we don't know if it's not clear to me. Did Mr. Fields switch out the cider?
I don't think so. I think it's Mendelbaum. That's what they call it, getting Mendelbaumed.
Mendelbaumed. Her name's Mendelbright. Yeah, so he's trying to get Miss Mendelbright drunk, go back to the jail. They get a call from the state police. It turns out Mr. Fields is a con man, and they head over there to deal with him. Miss Mendelbright is now gassed, and they go to get her. She goes to get her purse. Turns out Mr. Fields has it, and he starts to leave with it. Andy and Barney catch him. Miss Mendelbright comes down and learns what happened, and she and Barney drunkenly make peace as we go to commercial.
Such a sweet moment.
It is. It's really funny. It's sweet, and it's really funny, too. And in the epilogue, Mrs. Mendelbright comes up and visits with Andy and Barney in Barney's rooms, and she tells him she's cut his rent. And raised his wattage so he can now have a 100-watt bulb. And
which, it's hilarious. Which, I was watching this with Kristen, who's very sensitive to bright of lights. She's like, oh God, can you imagine? First, she was like, 75 is way too bright. It's going to be a harsh light. It's like 100? Way, way, way too harsh. What an incandescent life this is, you know?
Yeah. But it sounds like he's only got one bulb. So I don't. That's the other thing, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she lets him know he can cook as much as he wants in his room. She leaves.
Or read as late as he'd like, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean... Yeah, she seems like she could be a stickler.
Definitely.
Yeah. She leaves, and it turns out they've already been cooking. You know, it just, it's funny because this is the only time we ever really see Barney at his place. But it is funny. Like, Andy just comes over and hangs out at Barney's. Yeah. Like, that's yeah, it's hilarious.
Great. It is fun.
So, how many whistles would you give this?
New side of an old character. I enjoy 8.
I'm going to go 9.
9. All right.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Any final thoughts?
No, fun episode. I liked a new place on the set. Good backstory.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you for listening. Check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. And if you think about it, subscribe. Next week, Randy Turner and Spirit Walker join us for a date for Gomer. Until then, Christopher, you better get yourself a room.
All right. I will.